You.
The training took place at the Hub City Senior Center in Rochelle and was put together by the local elementary school and Rochelle Public Library. Director of the library, Sarah Flanagan, says it covers many new ways for seniors to connect with loved ones.
So today we went over how to put an app on your phone, both an Android and an iPhone. We went over how to make a phone call, how to text, how to do FaceTime. We talked a little bit about the Facebook app. And then we also worked on how to hook your phone up to Wi-Fi.
The students here are at an advantage because they have grown up their whole lives surrounded by this technology. Flanagan thinks this exposure makes the kids the perfect teachers.
This event, which is, you know, a multi-generational event so that we can have fifth grade as well as seniors learning about how to use their smartphones. The fifth graders are experts. The seniors need some tutorial. So it works out well because we have, all those generations.
Noelle Brown teaches fifth grade at Tilton Elementary School in Rochelle. She says after seeing the kids interact with technology in the classroom, she also agrees the students make the perfect teachers for the seniors.
They can help me all the time in school, and I like to think that I know a little bit about technology, but they definitely help me during the day, and then this is right up their alley.
Brown says there are many ways smartphones can help seniors.
Ways for them to connect with family members that are not in state or that are not living close by. Also, basic things like paying bills. If some of that is difficult for them to get out and about to do, then they can certainly get on and pay their bills online.
Senior Mary Clark says she has struggled with staying in touch with family members who live out of state. Not anymore.
I've been excited about the FaceTime, calling somebody on FaceTime, because I have relatives who live on the West Coast that I don't see very often, and it'd be fun to talk to them.
Although the students are the ones teaching the senior citizens, Noelle Brown believes the seniors teach kids lessons that can't be learned in a textbook or classroom.
Not only are we working on technology today, but we'll have a piece where they sit down and they actually get to talk with one another. And it's just so interesting to watch how the kids respond to the stories that they tell and to just experiences that they've had. And so I think that the kids really learn that that generation has a lot to offer.
Brown says it's a good chance for the students to get out into the community.
They're also offering a service to somebody else and doing something for somebody else. And I feel like really we can never have enough of that.
And the fun isn't over yet. The fifth graders are returning to the Senior Center later this month. I'm Andrew Heiserman.